بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا زينا ما في الأرض زينة لها لنبلهم أيهم أحسن عملا وأيضا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيه فينظر كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء فإن أول فتة بني إسرائيل كانت في النساء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم Respected elders and brothers, may Allah Ta'ala make whatever is being mentioned the means of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind at large. Respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala, different ways has shown us in the Quran and Kareem. One side is His power, is His Qudrat, explaining in different manners that the doer is Allah and Allah alone. On the other side, Allah Ta'ala has shown us examples of those that have become so overconfident in the means that Allah Ta'ala had given them that they assumed that it was their means that was doing everything. Those asbabs that Allah Ta'ala had given them, that they are the owners of it, and they will use it as they want. These two examples are such that one side of the person will go totally, thinking that these things are my possessions, my abilities, my capabilities, I will use it as I want to use it. Allah Ta'ala shows in the Quran Kareem that these things have led to the person's destruction and failure. On the other hand, those that understood that the ultimate doer in every aspect of our lives is none other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and has put His trust that my success lies in the total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of my life, in every department of my life. However, wherever it can be, whether it's in my personal life, how I will conduct myself, whether it's in my relationship with my family members, whether it is with the community, whether it is my business, however, whatever. So this imtihan, this test was there. Allah Ta'ala showed it as an ibra of the people of the past. Those that followed the command of Allah, understanding that whatever asbab it means they had, that is from Allah, and it will only work when in Allah wills in my obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, there were those that thought that they are the doers of everything, had their full trust and yaqeen in the asbab and the distractions. To mark a few examples of this, how we see one side those that had this belief that they are the doers of everything and actually have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the example of Qarun, was from the nation of the Bani Israel, from the basically the family of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The means that he had, whether it was in the form of him being able to know how to do business in a very good way, but in any case, Allah Ta'ala had given him that intellect. Allah Ta'ala had taught him many things. And And he began to flourish in his business to such an extent that that thought had come into his mind that I am the doer and I am the one that amassed this huge amount of wealth. That I can do anything and everything with this. It is mine. I am the possessor. I am the owner. I am of everything. This that, you know what, I can do. This brought him to that level. That amount of arrogance had come into him, forgetting his past. How did he earn it? Who gave it? How did he come into this world? All that he is completely forgotten. Now his iman and his yaqeen in trust in his wealth have brought him to that level that makes him now begin to violate and break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is telling him, understanding him to be a believer, from his progeny or from his family, brother, you're a believer, you have to give your zakat. I don't need to give my zakat. Now he's rejecting the law of Allah. This thought comes into him. Why must I give charity? Why must I give this zakat? I earned it. It is mine. Completely forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this leads him to that extent and to that level where now he tries to blacken the name of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah. But he plans this system and ways, bribing somebody to falsely accuse Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah, that he's indulged in haram. But you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, this man with all his means and all his things, does this to hurt Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects Musa alayhi salam's honor. And in front of the people, Musa alayhi salam curses him and he's totally destroyed. That lesson, O mankind, O ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, may it never be that you also end up in that situation, in that position, in that condition, that you think that, you know, I amassed this wealth, or I am the person who did this thing, and therefore I can do as I want and I can behave as I want. For this will lead to your destruction. This is just one example when it comes to Qarun and when it comes to wealth. We see another example against where this power, strength, might Allah gives. Allah Ta'ala had given Pharaoh this huge kingdom, mighty power had given him control over Egypt, beautiful huge palaces, to such an extent that he would speak in that kind of arrogance. See these rivers that are flowing, they are all like basically in my control. I am the doer of all this. Everybody has to obey my commands because I am Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. I am the one high above. I am the God. I am the mighty. Allah gave him the power. He forgets those days and he forgets the time. And this sometimes many of us forget. Many of us forget that, by, I was so useless. I couldn't even basically clean myself when I was a baby. When I was hungry, I couldn't even feed myself. We even forget that fact. That who was that being that had put milk into my mother's breast? That before I could even come into this world, it was there. And Allah had made it in such a beautiful manner. It was neither too hot, neither too cold. No mother was so concerned and say, how would my baby that's in my stomach when he or she is going to be born, will understand. Then when I am going to put his mouth to my breast, that he must know, he must pull and drink. How did that happen? Who gave us that knowledge? Who gave us that understanding? Who put that hidayat, or that we say that ilham in us, to realize this, that we have to pull and drink that milk? Allah Ta'ala makes that thing flow out from our mother's breast for our benefit. Many a time we forget that factor, that Allah Ta'ala had nourished us, Allah Ta'ala had brought us up. This becomes such a thing that forgetting Allah Ta'ala, they even forget their mothers and their fathers. Those early days when I was so useless, and it was my mother and my father that had cared for me in my difficulties and in my hard times. Now when I grow up and I am an adult now, then I want to frown at them, and I want to raise my voice against them, and I want to, you know, show them, who are you? And as they get older, then they astaghfirullah and a'udhu billahi min zalik. They never thought like this. But we now feel, my father, my mother is a burden to me. They are a liability to me. I don't have to look after them. They must go into the old age home. The original days we forget. My mother never thought like that. My father never thought like that. When I was a liability, when I was useless, when I was nothing, they never thought like that. So that lesson even Pharaoh had forgotten. And indirectly sometimes when we become like that, then this arrogance can come. So we see in the example of Qarun, when it came to wealth, his behavior. When it came to Pharaoh, it was Pharaoh thought himself, you know, power, status. This is what you call hubba jah, power and status. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very explicitly, very importantly, had explained these two points. And we all need to look after, understand this in our personal cases. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives us wealth. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala may give us some position. Whether it is I am the trustee of the masjid, whether I am some prominent person in my locality, I have some status. Does that, or do these two things, the amount of wealth that has given me some power, or the amount of, you know, status that I have, makes me become like Pharaoh or come like Qarun? Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and this is where we all need to deliberate, contemplate, look into our souls. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the harm that two hungry wolves will do on a flock of goats when they will attack it and harm them is not as bad as the harm that will come to somebody's deen because of love of wealth and love of status. Now let us look at this example of how this love of the dunya will make a person break the commands of Allah, or alter the commands of Allah, or change the commands of Allah. This is an important aspect for us to understand. Many of things that are happening in our community and in our society and in our deen at large. Allah Ta'ala gives many examples of the Bani Israel. And Allah also, Rasulullah also mentioned that a lot of us, Allah protect us, will fall in the same pithole that the Bani Israel had fallen into. Now look at how they had, you know, they say, chalaki, they're so called, they think, you know, they bow husyar and very, you know, sharp. We will play around with the laws of Allah and we'll twist it to suit our whims and fancies, because our belief is on our means, and we have forgotten that Allah is the real doer. Allah explains this example. Again, it's something for us to understand and learn and realize and watch. Allah Ta'ala
has made laws, and Allah has put this as a test. Allah has put a test for the Bani Israel. On Saturdays you can't fish. Saturdays no fishing allowed. And Allah made it such that on Saturday the most amount of fish were coming out. Most amount of the fish has come out on Saturday. The other days it's running low, you know. Now one is I have my trust in Allah. Allah is my Razzaq. Allah is my provider. I must put my trust in Allah. And not in this. I mustn't steal. I mustn't break the commands of Allah in trying to get something. I must not break the commands of Allah. I must not speak lies in my business to earn. I must not cheat my family members when it comes to the inheritance, thinking that this is the source. This is what happened with the Bani Israel. Okay, we're not going to steal. We will only, you know, make one, dig one hole, all the fish will get caught over there, as they try to come out, we'll shut them up. We won't take it on a Saturday, we'll take it on a Sunday. We're not steal. We're not going against the laws of Allah. Playing with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking they can get away with that. And sadly, these kinds of things that we have forgotten that Allah Ta'ala is the provider, and we go on this wrong route. Like many a times, you know, it's shocking. Incidents that we talk about, like how they made this unda danda. We see many times the Muslim people that even play with their zakat. Like we know the incident that takes place in India. When the people have to give his zakat, now he's got maybe 200,000 rupees to give. Now what you want to do, you have to make chalaki. He forgets that Allah is the provider. 200,000 rupees of zakat, how am I going to give it? So he puts it inside some rice. Now that fakir came there, by lillah fitra zakat, kuch de do, mujhe kuch de do. Haan bhai, wo le lo bhai, wo potli le lo. Thay, wo chawal le lo, take the chawal. So the mota takes the chawal. He said, bhai, aapko chawal chahe or paisa chahe? You want rice or you want money? Haan, haji sahab, paisa dijiye. Thik hai, rakh do, aapko 100 rupees de denga. I'll give you 100 rupees. He took the 100 rupees, very happy, he got 100 rupees. In the meantime, inside there was 200,000 rupees. I gave him the money and I took it back. He became the owner of it. He gave it to me. Are you playing with Allah's laws in this manner? This is example of how people forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that. Beloved elders, that maybe you say India story. Well, we forget that Allah is our provider. So now, my wife, my daughter can only survive if she gets a degree, even if it means she must become naked, even if she must lose her what they call chastity. Nay, I think that in this degree is my success, and in this degree that my daughter will get, even if she violates all the commands. My yaqeen again is in this degree, in this thing here, forgetting in the chastity, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala is the provider. This is just another example of how we feel. We try to alter the deen. No, my daughter has to go this. Now this thing, you know what? We must now go on television. Break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are you going to get educated? But you must use the television. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If that was so successful, Allah would have given it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even now we're breaking the command. Whether Nabi Sassam said, Ashadul Azab Yom Qiyamah Lil Mutasawwirin, the greater azab will be for those that will take pictures. Nay, no. As a means, I have to do this. And we make all the excuses, breaking the command of Allah. May Allah make us realize that success is only in the obedience of Allah. For Allah is the dua. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.